Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. It's a story coming out of Texas. It happened this afternoon. A Texas school district, maybe the first in the nation to allow teachers and staff to pack guns for protection when classes begin later this month, newspaper reported. And it says they got to go on to have a license. In order for the teachers and staff to carry a pistol, they have to have a Texas license to carry a concealed handgun, must be authorized to carry by the district, must receive training in crisis management in hostile situations, and have the ammunition that is designed to minimize risk of ricochet in the school halls. So, think it's a good idea? Let's talk to Joe and Gardena. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, yeah, I was just wondering, I mean, like, you got to start dealing with disgruntled teachers and stuff running around with guns in the school. You know, the schoolhouse could be a pretty volatile area for teachers and students, and giving teachers guns might just lead to more problems with teachers going nuts.
Well, I'm gonna take a pen out here, young man. I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt because you seem.
Well, no, I mean,
I'm gonna take a pen out here and I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt because you do seem like a smart guy.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thanks.
All right. I'm gonna put a number down here. I'm gonna put number one, and then a semicolon there. Tell me the one incident where the teacher went nuts and shot the students.
No, I'm not saying the teacher is going to go nuts and shoot a student. You might have teachers threatening students with guns. You might have teachers showing their guns and intimidate students into doing what they say.
Well, but see, this school district is 30 miles from the nearest sheriff's office. So if anything happened out there, these sheriffs are, you know, 30 minutes away. They're a half hour away.
And that's incident with that school. But, I mean, to spread it around to other schools, I don't know.
Hey,
and then also to give other students guns, like you were mentioning before. I used to work at a community college.
Right.
And I had to break up a few fights in a community college between students, and some of those kids, I'd imagine, own guns who were in these fights, and to have them bring their guns on campus would have been a horrible mistake.
I think. But you know what? I don't think the fights would have happened to begin with if they knew everybody had a gun.
I don't know. Maybe more fights would end quicker, but there might be more of them, you know?
Joe, you got to jump on the other side, my brother. You're on the wrong side of this issue. Are your parents still married?
Yeah.
And does your dad wear the pants in that family?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to go. Hey. You got to put on a pot of coffee and sit with dad more. Been spending too much time with mom.
All right.
Take care of yourself, man.
All right.
There he goes, everybody. Oh man, I got to go sit with that guy down in Gardena. Get that guy's address. I'll go down there and sit with him for a half hour. All right, let's talk to Kevin and Marietta. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Yeah, you know what? I think it's a really good idea, actually. I mean, you get one of those student rampage killings, and you're right, it'll last about 12 seconds.
Right.
But even
if the teacher goes nuts, let's say a teacher brings out his gun and he goes ape-ass, the other teachers will knock his ass off.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whoever decides to do something stupid, it's going to be wrapped up real quick.
Right.
But
on
the flip side, you know, I got a sense that you're mostly kind of joking about it, but I really don't think it's going to have much of an effect on, you know, disrespectful, disruptive students because,
it would for me.
You got to think about it, though, Tim. Yeah, I mean, kids are smart. They're going to figure out that as soon as a teacher pulls out a gun for, you know, just for a simple discipline type situation, it's going to end the program, like, instantly.
Believe me, I understand that, and that teacher should be arrested for doing that if that ever happens. But for the same reason why I don't lip off to highway patrolmen or, you know, the cops when they pull me over, because they both have guns on them, you know? I don't want to, you know, say, I didn't do this. I'll say I'll see you in court, but I don't want to say, you're an a-hole. And, you know, all of a sudden, one guy's going through a divorce, and the other guy's, back on his taxes or losing his home, and they both decide to take it out on me, and I'm dead. I respect guys.
You know.
I respect guys with guns. And I also respect gang members with guns, too. Goes a long way with me. All right. Thanks for calling, dude.
Right on. Take care.
There he goes, everybody. I do. I respect anybody with a gun. From the gang members that'll kill you for no reason to a sharpshooter with the SWAT team. Anybody who has guns, man, get a lot of respect for those for that crew. AC in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, TC, how you feel?
What's up, man?
Pretty good. I totally disagree. I don't think that teachers should have firearms. Actually, what we really need to do is really arm the lunch ladies and the janitors. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, you know, they're there half the time. You know, you kind of got the lunch ladies there to take care of the morning crew, the little afternoon, and you got the janitors to mop up at night. So, I mean, I think that's where we really need to go. I mean, teachers having guns, but
yeah,
I mean,
but you know what? I don't know if you have if the lunch lady has a gun, you know, you can never, again, make a face when you're eating that spaghetti crap that they serve you.
Well, that's true. Well, I mean, but just think, would you make a face when you're getting that little square fish thing? You wouldn't be mad at the lunch lady. Or when Bubba or Otis comes out with the sawdust to clean up the throw-up, or toilet paper in the halls, I mean, it'd be really some serious business.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure the janitors should have the weapons. I think you should limit it to teachers, maybe janitors and lunch lady. But you always have to, have a permit, and you also have to be trained in special circumstances. So I don't know. Maybe it is a good idea to have all these teachers. I think it's a good idea to have the principal, all the teachers, the noon aides, the lunch lady, the parking lot attendant, security, everybody. Every adult on that campus has a gun. And these kids, man, they will show up every morning with those, those shirts ironed and those pants with those pleats in it, sitting down and learning, knowing that every single adult has a gun on them. Every single adult in that school is completely loaded. Let's talk to, Ryan in Burbank. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Hey, basically, like, I don't think any of these teachers need to worry about it. Like, all these kids these days are so emo. They're like, they just take it home. They're going to get on the internet, and they're going to go on the YouTube and make a video blog like, oh, Billy teased me. You know,
I'm very, very, one of the things, I'm very happy that I'm 44 where I didn't have to go to school with emo kids.
Right. When I went to school, you know, we duked it out in the parking lot, you know, and
were you
we didn't
one of
even
those
have
kids
to worry about. I'm not saying no, but you know what? No, but right. You know, there's something in the water these days. These kids are too sour anyway.
They've all become one sex.
Hey,
all
guys,
right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Yeah, all these kids today. They're all, one big sex. The boys are emotional and they're crying. And that's what emo stands for. When they refer to kids as emos, emotional jackasses. And I think it comes from the parents. You know, the parents saying, oh, let's go to soccer and not keep score. And it's like, well, why did I work my ass off, you know, running for 90 minutes and no one's keeping score? And then he goes home and cries to his mom and his dad's, boozing in Vegas playing cards. Yeah, when dad's not around, these kids become way too emotional. Got to kick them in the ass. I say, not only should teachers be allowed to have guns, but I think teachers should be allowed to hit kids nowadays. Your kid gets out of control and wacko. All right, let's talk to Gene in El Monte. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, babe?
Pretty good. How are you?
All right. You think guns should be in school with these teachers?
You know what? I think that it's a stressful environment for teachers themselves. That I think that they're just as likely to make stupid choices. And
You know what? You sound like a smart lady, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt as well. I'm going to take out a pen here and give me the one incident where the teachers went nuts and killed students.
If you look at Huntington Park. Huntington Park, if you go YouTube, you see a teacher who actually hit a student while in class.
Okay.
Banana.
All right. Well, I'm gonna ask you the question one more time, baby. I'm gonna write down all the names and all the circumstances where a teacher went nuts and started shooting kids.
Well, you know, you don't have to shoot somebody, but I mean,
maybe it hasn't happened. Well, let's not talk about it unless it happened. I mean, Martians could come down and, you know, eat all these guns for lunch and then start shooting bullets up the kids' a-holes. That could happen, too. It hasn't happened. Jesus Christ almighty, people. God damn, you know, that bothers me more than anything is the parents of, this could happen. Yeah, of course it could happen. It hasn't, but it could. You know, the sun could come down tomorrow in the middle of Birmingham High School and render the whole campus unusable because it's 12,000 degrees. But it hasn't happened. All right? Please. Neil and Gardena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how you doing?
Great. Yeah, I think every teacher should have them. You know,
I think you were properly raised, young man.
I was. You know, and anybody who's been properly trained with a firearm knows how dangerous they are, and they know how to use them.
Exactly.
There's no problem with that. But when it gets to people that don't know what they're doing with them, that's where you have the trouble.
Right. And
I think they should also have, you know, like a firearm training course just for like safety purposes in the schools right now.
When you were growing up, how much time did you spend with your dad?
Actually, I didn't spend enough time with him because he was always working. But he has taken me hunting and stuff and showed me proper firearm handling and stuff like that. You know, I used to walk around my front yard with a BB gun.
How old were you when you had your first gun?
Probably 7 years old.
I think I was about 8.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and my dad, it was a big moment for me where my dad gave me a BB gun. I think I was 8 or 9 years old. And he said to me, look me right in the eye, he says, I trust you with this. Mm-hmm. And I still remember that. It still sort of gives me goosebumps because, you know, that was like a real great moment for us.
Yeah.
Where he says, I'm going to give this to you, and I'm going to trust that you always do the right thing with it. Now, I think 2 weeks after that, he took it away from me for shooting birds or something, or shooting my brother in the ass when he was running away. But for that 2 weeks, man, he really trusted me.
Yeah. You know, mine actually gave it to me to shoot birds because these birds are crapping all over our cars and stuff. Get rid of those birds out of that tree. I spent a whole summer there just shooting birds out of the tree. You know?
Were they crows?
They're not crows, but the starlings.
Oh, right. Yeah, those are tough.
Or a health hazard anyway, you know?
Yeah, it's tough to shoot those things.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
All right.
All right. Take care of yourself. There he goes, man. Another guy properly raised in this town. See, there are guys out there. You don't have to go to Oregon or Washington or the Midwest or, you know, back east. There are guys who are properly raised walking around Southern California today. That dude's one of them. All right. Again, the superintendent in this school in Texas said by fall, which is, three, four weeks away, by the start of school, a lot of these teachers in Harold, Texas, in this Texas town, are going to be armed. These teachers are going to be armed. They're going to be trained to handle lunatics. You think that's a good idea to have teachers armed in school? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Bill in Fontana, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing,
Bill? All right, how you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to make the comment that I don't think it's a bad idea as far as, you know, getting the armed teachers out in Texas or wherever it's at, but it's probably a small town and probably everybody knows each other and it's probably not a bad idea over there. But when it comes to some of these urban schools, I think it's just more better off that when it comes to some of the gang violence and some of that stuff, that we just have a little more armed security guards and maybe some more school police with
the
weapons.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, to have school police, and it's almost the same as, like, you know, teachers having guns. But I think I would be, I would feel safer about my daughter going to school knowing that teacher was properly trained and had a gun on him.
Yeah.
You know, if any lunatic, I tell you, I would kiss that guy's ass if he ever saved my daughter, you know, because he was properly trained and knocked off a lunatic student or a fellow teacher.
Yeah. So you think that that they should train teachers,
You know, I'm really sort of far out there on the right side of this issue, but I think that everybody in the United States who's over 18 and properly trained should be able to carry a gun with them wherever they go.
I think that's a good idea, too, just like the good old Western days.
You bet. Let's go back to the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, nobody pulled any fast ones on everybody because everyone was packing.
Yeah, you know, it would also reduce road rage. You would think twice about honking at a guy knowing that he's got a machine gun in his car.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, buddy, again, you're properly raised, probably spent a lot of time with dad, right?
Yeah,
yes,
most definitely.
You betcha.
No, I spent a lot of time with my kids, too.
Good for you. How many kids you got?
I got two boys, and I got one on the way. We don't know what it is yet, whether it's a boy or a girl. You know, my wife, you know, she's hoping for the girl.
Yeah. Does she smoke cigarettes?
No.
You?
No, never did. Drink beer, though.
It's going to be another boy.
Yeah. So,
you know,
yeah.
If you want a girl, and I don't recommend this, have your wife take up smoking for a year before she gets pregnant.
Take it up, huh?
Yeah. I don't recommend it because it leads to a lot of other problems like death. But smokers have girls and non-smokers have boys.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah. Well, it tests the theory out. It's about 80% true. I mean, think about your friends who smoke and if they have girls or boys.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, buddy. Hold on one second. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets here to see Chivas USA. They battle the San Jose Earthquakes at the Home Depot Center August 23rd. Visit cdchivasusa.com. That's cdchivasusa.com for all the latest Major League Soccer action. And that goes out to Bill and Fontana. Look at that. Another guy properly raised. Spending a lot of time with his sons. I'm going to properly raise those kids. Fantastic. John in Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I was properly raised, but I disagree with the whole situation where teachers should not have the role and responsibility of being the policeman at school.
That's not their role or responsibility. It is in case something happens.
Right, but I agree with the gentleman before that let's spend that money for the training and for all these situations where we have a better police force at a school, especially in an urban area, and better security systems. Teachers need to be understood as leaders in education and not security.
Well, I happen to disagree with you. You also may have been properly raised and probably, you have kids?
Two small children in elementary school, yep.
How boy and girl?
Two boys, eight and five.
And I'm sure you're going to properly raise those kids, but I just disagree with you. I think that everybody over 18... If you're properly trained, you should be able to carry a gun wherever you want, except on an airplane.
Right.
That's my ultimate dream. And who knows? I mean, you know, maybe that is a disaster in the workings. Maybe it'll never happen. Maybe it will. But I guarantee you, you walk into a supermarket and you know that everybody in there has a gun, you're not even going to steal a loaf of bread.
Right, but wouldn't you hate seeing some students steal that gun away from that teacher and killing somebody else? It's just an awful situation.
Yeah, that would be a terrible situation, but don't you think that those kids could get a gun anyway?
In today's world, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to get a gun.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, stealing a teacher's gun might be tougher than getting one on the streets.
Well, either way.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Congratulations on those two youngins.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Hey, how old are you?
46.
And how old are the kids? 2 and 3?
No, eight and five.
Oh, 8 and 5.
Yeah.
It's great to have them, huh?
Older dad like you, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, I almost feel like I'm a grandfather.
Right. Well,
yeah, it changed my life. I'm sure it did the same for you.
Me too. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Take care of yourself. Yeah, man, having those kids. I know Likas talks about never having kids and always tells his audience, don't have kids, don't have kids. And I went that direction for quite a while. And then I had a little baby Sophia. It changed my life, man. I would not trade that in for anything. I know a lot of guys, you don't want kids, and you fight it, and some women do too. But I know this from experience. I fought it for a long time, but once I had a kid, man, it changed my life. And it can change yours too. So don't be such a hard ass. You know, think about it. It's a huge commitment. And it's a lot of work, but it is the biggest joy in my life by far.
Now I get cookies?
Yes, you do, darling. And you'll never know what fear and love is until you get those kids, man. But they are the best. So knock yourselves out, gang. Go out there and have kids tonight. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM.
Woke up in the morning, put on my new plastic glove. Serve some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land.